there.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
No, she come and she asked you a few times and then you promised you'd go.
Yeah.
And when I come home and we had supper, I wish I hadn't promised that lady I'd go. Mm-hmm. And go.
Yes, I had never been used to going to church.
No.
And they were having a revival in the Methodist Church in Meadowlands, and she was around, she was from Washington, but she used to conduct services in our church. She was a Missionary Alliance lady, though. She belonged to the Missionary Alliance in Washington, but she used to come down to Meadowlands to
preach. We had a Methodist preacher in the afternoon.
That was before Mr. Hayden came. Mm-hmm. Mrs. McGill, she conducted services in our church in Meadowlands. And she came around visiting. I'd like to come down. I had never been used to going to church. I promised her I'd go that evening. And I went. I know, I wished I hadn't promised. I didn't want to go. I'd never been used to going to church. I said, well, I promised I'd go, so I said, I'll go. And I went down. And after the service, it was a man from Canonford, Methodist Church, that was preaching. And she asked me if I was saved, and I said, no. She said, wouldn't you like to be? I said, yes. And I went to the altar, but I was like Mrs. Reed, I just didn't know what they did. And I went to the altar, and she told me to pray, and she prayed. And I believe the Lord saved me. But when she told me that they'd like me to come out to prayer meeting Wednesday nights or Thursday nights, so I don't know which nights they had it. And I went, but oh, Glenn, all the way there. I thought, oh, my, what is a prayer meeting? Never been to prayer meeting in my life. I don't know what to do. But I went. And I was glad I went. I enjoyed it. You know, there were other people there. And I got acquainted with people by going to church. I didn't know many people. I got acquainted with Spence and Storix, they were members. And I was real glad I had been. I was real glad to go, and then I started going to Sunday school, taking the children. And Dad, he was going to the, was it the Methodist? No, the Episcopalian Church.
In Washington.
And I said, oh, I think you ought to go down to the Methodist Church. He said, I go and take the kiddies. I said, why don't you go? He said, that's all right if you want to go. Well, you keep on going. I said, I've got to like it. And then he started to go.
Did you ask him if he'd be all right to tithe when he got saved?
Not for a while. Why, no, not at that time. I said to Mrs. Jones, Yorkie's wife, I said, do you have to pay money to come to this church? She said, yeah, she said, $1 a month. Oh, I thought, that's not much, we can pay $1 a month. And that's all we paid for a while, until Jamie Bradford came down there and organized an Equus League. And she told us, you know, what it meant to be members of the Equus League, and there were elected officers. And she talked about tithing, and I thought, what does she mean? I just didn't understand it first, and then she explained it. And that's something I never heard of. I went home, I told Dad. I said, what do you think we ought to tithe? He said, sure. Sure, he said, that'll be all right. And we started to tithe. And mind, we didn't know much about it, but we started to do it. And we kept it up all these years.
What did Dad say? Be all right?
Oh, sure. He said it was all right. He said, sure, that's all right. He said, we'll tithe. Then he started to come.
Mm-hmm.
He started to come to the Methodist Church.